This is a Radio Pastor for the Day message by Hank Block for June 2024. Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as Radio Pastor for the Day. Over the last several months, we have examined some of the meanings of the meal offering as seen in the second chapter of Leviticus. Today, the beauties of Christ, as seen in the meal offering, will continue to be the object of our contemplation. In this visit, we will consider a last but absolutely necessary ingredient. The whole of Leviticus chapter 2 should be read, but I will only underline the verse where this last ingredient is mentioned as an intricate part of the meal offering. We find it in verse 13. And every oblation of thy meal offering shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meal offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. Obviously, salt was not needed here for physical reasons. It must have served as a symbol of something in connection with the sacrifice, just as those sacrifices themselves symbolize something about our Lord Jesus Christ. Mark 9, verse 50, for instance, says, "Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another." This could be connected with the concept covenant of salt. Having a covenant with someone means having a good, peaceful relationship with that person, peace and friendship. For example, in Finland, when older people who remember the old customs go on their first visit to a new neighbor, they sometimes take with them salt and bread as gifts. What is the symbolism? It may be that old Finnish practice reflects the ancient custom of eating common bread and common salt in order to formally show and declare peace and friendship. In short, the act of bringing salt and bread as a gift could symbolize a proposal or offering of lasting peace and friendship. Salt is used as a taste enhancer and as a necessary mineral. Job 6 verse 6 says, "Can flavorless food be eaten without salt?" Many of us may have seen or at least heard of deer at a salt lick or cows recording their salt block to get this necessary element. And then Colossians 4 verses 5 and 6 say, "Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other." This possibly suggests that our conversations should be mixed with valuable knowledge and wisdom, that is, the salt. A verse that we have all heard, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." That's in Matthew 5, verse 13. This verse adds another element to its symbolism. When it comes to our conversations and our worldview, if the biblical teachings become contaminated by world philosophies mixed with the teachings of men, then that salt has lost its value and become worthless. Applying all this to our Lord and Savior, we know that He came to bring a new covenant of peace to lost sinners. All of His conversations were for the teaching of individuals and crowds, providing the wisdom that comes from above. And the Lord never mixed the traditions of men with the ways of God. His ways were wisdom and truth. Yes, He is that salt, the essential element that each person needs for true life and spiritual health. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.